Pod Quiz 1090. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1090. There is a prize round this week, so if you listen out later on, there's a chance of winning a Pod Quiz t-shirt.
Round one.
Let's start this week with an intros music round. You're going to hear five pieces of music for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title, but you're only going to hear the first few seconds of the song.
Question one. Question two.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
Question three. Question five.
I want you to stay till I'm in the grave.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Question five.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah.
Round two.
Round two is on urban legends.
Question six.
According to urban legend, which member of the Beatles died and was replaced with a body double, with evidence offered including him appearing barefoot on the cover of the album Abbey Road?
Question 7.
The sewer system in New York City is, according to urban legend, home to which unlikely animals? Alligators, great white sharks, or piranha fish?
Question 8.
Which 1997 science fiction comedy film is built around the urban myth that government agents dressed in dark suits interrogate and threaten witnesses of unidentified flying objects?
Question 9.
Which American blues musician is subject to an urban legend that he sold his soul to the devil at a local crossroads in exchange for his musical success?
Question 10.
In 1981, an urban legend arose around an arcade video game that could induce amnesia and seizures in its players. No such game existed at the time. What was its name?
Round three.
Round three is a quickfire round on pastries. For each of the following five questions, I will name a pastry, and I would like you to tell me the country that that pastry comes from.
Question 11.
Croissant.
Question 12.
Cannoli.
Question 13.
Pastel di nata.
Question 14.
Moorkop.
Question 15.
Pastelito di guayaba.
Round 4.
Round 4 is geography.
Question 16.
The Andes mountain range runs north to south through which continent?
Question 17.
Which layer of Earth's atmosphere contains almost all of the water vapour and hence is where weather occurs? Is it the stratosphere, the thermosphere, or the troposphere?
Question 18.
The longest international land border is 5,525 miles long. Between which two countries?
Question 19.
Which ocean is the most shallow?
Question 20.
Approximately 23.5 degrees north of the equator, which line of latitude is the northernmost point where it is possible to see the sun directly overhead?
Round 5.
Okay then, it's time for the prize round with the chance of winning a pod quiz t-shirt. The way this works is there are 5 general knowledge questions to answer, and you need to send those answers to me in an email to quizmaster@podquiz.com, mentioning where you're from. Then in a couple of weeks' time we shall have a prize draw from those who get all the questions right, and the winner receives a pod quiz t-shirt. If you don't think you've got all the answers right, it's still worth having a go because there's a consolation prize drawn from all entries. Okay then, let's get started with the prize questions.
Question 1.
We'll start with a music medley. I'd like you to tell me what connects these songs.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
Question 2.
Which word can follow deck, before, and short to form 3 new words?
Question 3.
Question 3 is the picture question. If your equipment supports it, you should be able to see the picture right now. If not, you can go to the website www.podquiz.com and see it there. It's an outline map with a country highlighted. I'd like you to tell me which country that is.
Question 4.
On this day in 1792, the Postal Service Act establishing the United States Post Office Department was signed by which president?
Question 5.
I'm going to play a piece of music and I'd like you to tell me which composer wrote this music as part of 12 variations on a French folk song. We'll let this play through and then I shall be back with the answers for the first 4 rounds of this week's quiz.
Now, the answers.
Number one was My Sharona by The Knack. Number two was Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Number three was Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys.
You gotta fight!
Number four was Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. And number five was Feeling Good by Nina Simone.
I'm feeling good.
Round two.
Round two was on urban legends, and the answer to number six, according to urban legend, Paul McCartney died and was replaced by a body double. Number seven, according to urban legend, alligators live in the New York City sewer system. Number eight, that film based around the urban legend of men in dark suits is Men in Black. Number nine, the American blues musician who allegedly sold his soul to the devil was Robert Johnson. And number 10, the urban legend relating to the video game. That game was Polybius.
Round 3.
Round 3 was the quickfire round on pastries. And the answer to number 11, croissant, is France. Number 12, cannoli, is Italy. Number 13, pastel di nata, is Portugal. Number 14, Moorkop, is the Netherlands. And number 15, Pastelito de Guayaba, is Cuba.
Round 4.
Round 4 was geography, and the answer to number 16, the Andes mountain range is in South America. Number 17, the layer of the Earth's atmosphere where weather happens is the troposphere. Number 18, the longest land border is between the USA and Canada. Number 19, the Arctic Ocean is the most shallow. And number 20, that line of latitude that is the northernmost point where it is possible to see the sun directly overhead is the Tropic of Cancer. That's it for Podquiz 1090. Thank you very much for listening. Do have a go at the prize round if you get a chance. It's always good to receive your entries and have a little bit of interaction with Podquiz listeners. I'm afraid most of my email replies are necessarily extremely brief. We have one message this week. Happy birthday, Mike, with lots of love from his partner in life and in trivia, Tara. Bye now.